Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, радиограмме 5952, сепарация, дистилляция в СРУ РС на аварийном автоматическом режиме.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Приступаю к выполнению работы. Необходимо выставить параметры количества порций промывки и время дистилляции по УЗ. Готов принять заданные параметры.
Добрый день, Олег. На связи Артем.
Добрый день, Артем.
Выдаем вам рекомендацию. Время дистилляции выставлять 240 минут, а количество порций промывки 40.
Количество порций промывки 40, время дистилляции 240 минут.
Да, все верно.
08.28 выдал старт дистилляции с параметрами количества порций промывки 40, время дистилляции 240.
Это ожидаем выхода на дистилляцию.
Принял по выходу на дистилляцию, доложу.
Principal station on Space to Ground 2 for biofabrication.
We are with you on 2, Mike, but we're actually going to jump over to 4, so I'll meet you there.
I understand. I was just double-checking that I can take the camera from the Columbus and take it off of its current bio-monitor and move it over to the bio...
And you can move that camera.
Thank you, and I'll see you on 4.
Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 5952, сепарация.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Есть режим дистилляции, готов доложить показания датчиков.
Готовы принять показания датчиков.
Показания блока датчика, блока дистилляции соответствуют указанным в радиограмме.
Принято.
Показания датчика блока МКСК соответствуют, блок вакуумирования, дабр соответствует, дакр, плича в диапазоне 420-4000.
Это просьба еще раз выйти для доклада датчиков через 20 минут.
Принял, довожу через 20 минут.
Спасибо.
Суд Москвы МКС, канал СГ-2, по радиограмме 5952, сепарация.
Включаем СГ-2.
Примите показания датчиков. Блок дистилляции соответствует указанным в радиограмме, за исключением датчика DAT. Фактическое показание менее 500. Показания датчиков блока емкостей, как в радиограмме, блок вакуумирования. Фактическое показание DAMR менее 500. DAKR соответствует.
Принято. Олег, еще хотел добавить, что сегодня мы хотим попробовать отработать длинный цикл дистилляции, поэтому, возможно, когда во время заключения концентрации вы будете смотреть на экран, выполнять пункт проверки установки системы, возможно, нужно будет нажать кнопку «Стоп», то есть как по радиограмме.
Принял. Еще раз, что хотите отработать?
Ну, мы выставили время дистилляции 240 минут, хотим отработать, попробовать дистилляцию одним циклом длинным, 240 минут, а не как до этого у нас было 2 по 90.
Ага, принял. Но тут же все равно до заполнения ЕВ дистилляция идет.
Просто повторите.
Я говорю, до заполнения ЕВ же все равно дистилляция идет.
Да, да, все верно, но просто... Да, но мы по времени можем не уложиться, да, то есть он недозаполнится, и, соответственно, когда вы придете, будет еще гореть дистилляция или какая-нибудь завершительная, ну, завершающая операция, вот, которая там перечислена, поэтому нужно будет ее остановить, чтобы выключить систему, чтобы все клапана открылись.
Да, все, принял, хорошо, отработаю по радиограмме, в случае чего.
Хорошо, все, спасибо большое за работу и хорошего дня.
Взаимно. Спасибо за помощь. До встречи.
Houston Airlock 2, step 126.
And Johnny with you on 2.
I'd like to confirm the parameters I got are sufficient to continue the forward EMU, so it would be EMU 2. The gas, water gas pressure was 0.2, water pressure was 0.5. And for the aft EMU, which is EV1, I got the water gas pressure is 0.6.
Got any all good numbers? Go to proceed.
Okay. Full station on 2 for 2 quick items.
Go ahead, Mike.
If you could pass on to Ken, because we won't have... Oh, sounds like we've got space for ground 4 back. Never mind. We'll go talk to Ken. But also, just double-checking while I have you, Chrissy, on the stowage note for this activity, just double-checking that the glove bag itself is that we just removed is going to go be put into the jettison stowage bag.
And, Mike, that's correct.
Okay, well, it served us well. I'll go meet Ken on 4 real quick. Close out this procedure. We're running behind time.
Airlock 2, step 130.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, I'm pointing out to the camcorder. The CWC wastewater bag is, the cap chain is untethered, so the cap is missing. Maybe it was always missing. I don't remember that.
All right, Johnny, thanks for noting that. You can continue, and we'll come up with a plan to deal with that.
Good. Well, I think there was a cap, because I feel like if I had taken it off the cap, I would have noticed that it was untethered and put it away somewhere. But I did not make a note, so.
Okay, understood. No issue.
It's an airlock 2, verifying you've completed steps 1 through 3 of procedure 1.528.
And Johnny, we can confirm they are complete.
And I copy. And Houston, if you see the caution just before step 8, that's the caution I was mentioning earlier about the just a nice human factors touch for all EME procedures.
Yep, copy and concur. We'll get that put in the other procedure.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena, an answer to your crew note at your convenience.
So Station 2, I can take a message, or next time I see her, I'll just let her know to call in.
Next time you see her, it's fine for us. I just didn't want to leave her hanging while she's in these activities.
That's all. If you could just let me know the answer to her question, I suspect she might be changing, and then I can just let her know so that way she can plan. She may not be anywhere near an ATU.
Okay, sounds good. The short answer is that she has 4 garments and 3 sessions left, and I have stowage locations if she needs them for the 2 new garments.
Let's hold off on stowage locations. I'll pass that info, and I think that might be enough.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Airlock 2, step 59.
Hey, Johnny.
On the aft side, aft EMU, serial number 3003 is connected to EMU scrubber 1009. Water processor jumper is 1007. On the forward EMU, serial number 3015, that is connected to EMU water processor jumper 1008, EMU scrubber 1002. I'll copy.
And all those were good numbers. Johnny, we're seeing a little bit higher amps than we expected. Could you confirm that the IRU is off OFS?
PSA, the IRU utility power is on per step 5-7. I don't see a step where I was supposed to turn it off, so I'm wondering what I'm missing.
Stand by. And, Johnny, I was not clear before. We were wondering about the pump underneath the analyzer. Could you confirm that is OFF?
No, those are on. I remember wondering why there wasn't a step to turn those off. Let me check the previous procedure. Perhaps I missed it, but I did not see a step to turn them off.
Copy. Hey, Johnny, yeah, we can dig into the procedure here in a second, but we would like the pump off and then the IRU power off.
Okay, so on the PSA, can I keep the IRU utility power on and perform the steps you just told me?
So underneath the analyzer, yeah, the pump would go to off and then the IRU power to OFF. The PSA would remain the same.
Houston Airlock 2, follow up for the misconfig on the IRU power and pump switches.
Hey, Johnny.
It looks like if you look at the original procedure 1.509, the steps that cover turning those two switches off were steps 105 and step 107. I think they were just XTP. They were not included in the XTP by accident.
Yeah, we agree 100%. That was our miss with the XTP taking those out. And there was no impact to having those remaining on for the time it was.
No worries. We're backing each other up. So good catch and good kudos to console, EVA console, for catching the increase in amperage. May I continue with step 60?
Yep, you are in a good config to continue at 60.
Roger. An airlock.
Okay, Johnny. Airlock Houston, back with you after a handover. We missed your last call. And Airlock Houston, Johnny, we saw you talking, but I don't know if that was to us or you were on ICOM. And we cannot hear you, Johnny.
Houston Station on 2 for TOCA.
Go ahead for TOCA on 2.
Hey, Rob, really great to hear your voice up here. And howdy to everyone on Orbit 1 early in the morning. Hey, for TOCA, just double-checking if you have steps 1 and 2 or if I needed to do them. Either way, no problem.
Hi, great to be talking to you as well. And we can confirm steps 1 and 2 are complete. You're go to continue on 3.
Copy, and thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and help with the Node 1 encoder.
And Station 2, Johnny's ready to copy.
Hey, Johnny, sorry to interrupt lunch there. We would like to ask for your help to power cycle the Node 1 encoder for us. And I do have a procedure reference if you need it. And then once done with that, I have an update on the food consolidate for you as well.
Xenia is Johnny on the spot and has Reese power cycled the Node 1 encoder and ready to copy the deltas for food consolidate.
All right, copy on the encoder, thank you. Long story short, score OCT, and we would like you to work the dash OCT going forward. The only difference is that you will be completing, okay, sorry, scratch that. We're going to keep you on the underscore OCT, but we need you to complete line item 6.03 in the dash OCT.
Okay, copy. So in the food consolidate, the dash version, I'm going to do step 6.03, but I can continue with the underscore version. Did I copy that correctly?
You copied that correctly. One other item I have for you is that in the underscore OCT, step 10.02, you can ignore S868.
Okay, in step 10.02 for the underscore OCT, I'm going to skip Sierra 868.
That's a good readback on both. And we do see the encoder.
Thanks for letting me know.
You bet. We see the encoder again, so thank you for the help with that. Happy thumbs up.
So this is station on 2 for timeline.
We are with you on 2, Mike. I have quite a few words. Are you ready to copy?
All right. I'm ready to copy, I guess.
Okay, we have had some BSF magic up here, down here, so we're going to abort most of your activity this afternoon. We do not need the BSF procedure review, and then we are going to need about 30 minutes to do a couple things with BSF, and we need 10 minutes with Johnny at that same time. So if you guys want to figure out what time works best for you and give us about a 10-minute heads up, we can give you all the steps whenever you guys are ready to go.
Okay. I was calling you to offer up to start the task early, but it sounds like we may not need to do the task at all. I'll talk with Johnny, and maybe we can do that 10-minute activity a little bit earlier as opposed to later, say maybe tentatively around 14:45. What do you think?
That works perfect for us. If that works for you guys, we will be ready to go.
Okay, we'll I'll coordinate, and so most of this CAN bus troubleshooting, just to make sure, is not needed. It's just double-checking.
That is correct. BSF recovered in between your first activity and now, so we're in a good config.
Okay. Well, I will be available to fix any loose wires or anything else, or do some inspections if you need it. But that is really good news. BFFs forever, right?
That's right, BFFs forever. I did get word that you could help Zena in between activities as your afternoon allows.
Oh yeah, we can figure out how to fill up that spare time for sure. But we'll definitely have time for BFF if you have any other updates. In the meantime, Johnny and I will coordinate something and get back to you.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
Soul Station on 2 for quick coordination.
I have just enough time for quick coordination. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in this morning, and we're looking forward to continuing working with you. And obviously, we have the magic because things are starting to fix themselves, which is great. My quick question for coordination is, from the BFF activity this morning to this afternoon, I left a few things out because one stone note fed into the other. So is there anything on either stone note that we need to have for our picture with, or whatever we need to work on with Johnny a little bit later on?
Okay, Mike, this might help you a little more. I'm going to tell you what steps we're going to do if you are ready to copy that down.
Okay, so we're going to do the on the biofabrication facility CAN bus troubleshooting, that procedure 4.013. Should I open that up?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to do steps 14.1 to 14.4.
Oh, okay, we're just going to put on the new glove bag. That makes sense. Okay, and then I'll make sure we have that out from all the stowage notes, and I'll put everything else away. Super duper. Thank you.
Yes, and also, Mike, that BFF Ziploc bag, that's going to go inside the glove box when you attach the glove bag, I mean. So you'll need to stow that inside the glove bag. But there are a few things, yes, that you won't need that you can put back. And then I'll have some other steps later when we get to that.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It sounds like we won't need the cartridge, so I'll leave that in the big 1.0 CTB that we have for BFF. That call you, the last two calls you just gave me were just right on perfect. Thank you.
Great, thanks. And if you did get that ball driver 5/64 inch out, it can go back in the CTB lid.
Another fantastic call. Copy and understood. Thank you. So station on 2 for a quick finer stowage point.
I'm with you on 2, Mike.
Yeah, so Mare needed to be answered right away. I'm going to go fetch the biofabrication facility glove bag. But in that next 5 or 10 minutes, this morning when we did our activity, we took out some extra multi-wipes just in case we needed to do a thorough cleaning. Fortunately, BFF is having a good day. And so we, for that, one Ziploc bag that says BFF that's going to go into the new glove bag. We have a plethora. We have two Ziploc bags. One has about 20 multi-wipes, and one has about 10. Do we want both of them in there, or should I put the one with 20 back into the 1.0 CTB from where we got them? And no need to answer that right away, but that way we have enough, but maybe not too much. But whatever you like, we'll do it.
Okay, Mike, we'll check on that, and I'll let you know.
Huntsville Station, Space Ground 2.
I'm with you, Mike.
Just seeing if we had any question about the wet wipes, or whatever this is called, the multi-wipes, and if not, no worries. We'll do the right things up here, of course.
Well, I have an answer for you, Mike. All 30 of those wipes are going to go in the glove bag.
Be copy, and we're ready for it. Thank you for all of the help with stowage, and I did want to throw out a nice compliment to whoever wrote the stowage notes for this activity. They did a really good job today. They were really helpful, saved me some time and frustration, so it really was good. Thank you.
Magic Mike, we're going to give you more days off if you come with compliments the next day like this.
I'll take them, but you know what? We also like doing work up here, too, so that's funny. Thank you.
to Station 2, Stotrac, step 6.03 for the dash food consolidate version.
Handover, we'll catch you on the other side. Johnny, we're back with you on 2.
Hey, Justin, long time, hope you're doing well, and I got it figured out, so self-resolved. Thanks.
Copy, thanks. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Mike and Timeline.
And Houston Station, go ahead. I am with you on 2 for Timeline.
Hey, Mike, regarding the crew note earlier about the stinky KTO, we actually have plenty of spares on board, and we are putting procedures together for a one-hour R&R today. This would need to be completed prior, or started prior to 1730, if you're up for it.
KTO is my middle name. Don't ask why. And we will absolutely be up for it. Let us know when the procedures are ready.
Copy that.
Full International Space Station from Columbus Space to Ground 2 for BFF.
Go ahead, Mike.
I found a Johnny and I found a glove bag. The serial number was put in the crew note, and I can read it down to you if you like, and you're welcome to come aboard if you haven't already, the Columbus, on the Columbus camera, and we're ready to start step 14 on 14.1.
I love it when we find a Johnny. Okay. Well, let us get that routed, and we'll let you know when we're ready to start.
Okay. Thank you.
And, Mike, we see you. We have a good view, and you go to press. Love to see the smile. Hi, Johnny.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Kimia and cupola shutter constraints.
Right on 2.
Hey, Kimia, for general awareness, the cupola shutter close constraint that is in the crew band needs an extra 5 minutes added to it. It will extend until 2010 today. If you could pass that along, please.
Okay, understand. So that constraint extends to 2010. So I'm going to pass this restriction to everybody. And actually, I'll put some note on some stickers on the cupola.
Thank you much.
And Mike, we see you got those in, and now we need you to put the BFF Ziploc inside. So you're going to have to unfold that glove bag, put the BFF items and contents in that Ziploc inside there. You'll probably want to put it on the top or the bottom. You're welcome. And Mike, once you get that Ziploc in there, we would appreciate a couple of photos. Copy, thumbs up. Copy. You see all those multi-wipes, too. Thanks, Mike. And, Mike, we need to confirm that you have zipped the bag closed.
Nope, had not. It was open when I found it, so I left it that way, but happy to zip it closed. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Yes, please. Thank you. And, Mike, once you get that all packed away, we're going to go back to Procedure 4.013 for some closeout steps. Copy, thumbs up.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Johnny and EVA loop scrub.
Hey, see, that was on 2. Ready, copy.
Hey, Johnny, the 2-hour timer on that loop scrub is complete, so you are good to step into the deconfig activity at your convenience. When you do, regarding the towels that are on the water processing jumpers, since you did not tape those, you can just remove them and crew deploy them, however you like.
Okay, copy all. I'll get on it here in the next few minutes. Thanks.
You bet.
And Huntsville Station on 2, are we ready for the BFF cover?
Affirm. And Mike, that looks good. See you taking photos. The only other things we need is for the printer to be turned on and the GN2 to open.
Okay, cover installed, installation tool confirmed inside the pocket. Printer is on ON with a orange light, and the GN2 flow is in the open position.
So efficient, Magic Mike. Thanks so much. Thanks for the great work today, getting us up and going.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but congratulations to the biofabrication facility team for having the CAN bus work in the way that they want to, and looking forward to a few more printing in space and more biofabrication. So thanks for all the help, Huntsville. We sure appreciate it. And let me know if you need anything else.
Copy all. Thanks, Mike.
The station on 2 for StoTrack, step 149.
Again, 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, looking ahead to steps 150.01 and .02, these steps have me gather a WSS tank cushion. There's a note that says ISO is not confident in the location, could be in any foam trash TTB. First question is, does that note only apply to 150.02 or to both of those steps, .01 and .02? And secondly, is there a reference image I could have of what a WSS tank cushion looks like so that I am not just reading the labels of every single piece of foam?
Dina, back with you on 2.
With you on 2.
Okay, so the note on 150.02 does apply to both .02 and .01. However, we are less confident on line item .02. Still low confidence on .01. We are working on the reference image for you, and we'll let you know when we have it.
Okay, copy. Thanks so much. That's really helpful. And also, our apologies. I'm guessing this foam retrieval means we threw away some foam that we should not have thrown away.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Xena and WSS tank cushion.
Again, 2.
Hey, so we're still working on a picture for you, but I have a description. You're looking for big white rectangles with cutouts for the tank. They're about a 4.0 size. It'll be two rectangles per cushion, and they'll be labeled water resupply tank. Just for some context here, we're looking to be efficient with volume. We don't think that this was actually on the crew. You did not trash these inappropriately.
Okay, copy. That is good news as far as us not trashing something incorrect. Copy, it's about a 4.0 in volume. We will do some searching. We've got the 10.0 in Node 2 Deck 2 open. I would also want to run by you a proposal of maybe putting these tanks in the following steps in a CTB size of your choice, and then filling the rest of the volume with loose foam as efficiently as possible. I think trying to find an exact cushion is going to be a bit of a journey, but we will keep trying. And in the meantime, I do have a question on another piece of foam that I just found in the foam trash CTB. It's labeled HEAP, called Radiation Harden GAN, capital G, lowercase a, capital N, and it is one of two pieces of foam. Want to make sure that this should actually be thrown away, or if I should hold this aside.
Regarding your proposal, we would like to search for the two pieces of foam first. Those are quite large, and we'd like to get them off station, but we do like your proposal, and we'll keep that as a backup option.
Okay, copy.
Dina, so if in about 30 minutes you still can't find the foam cushions, then we will go with your backup option.
Okay, copy. That sounds great. I will say for this 10.0 that's in Node 2 Deck 2, I do remember filling this 10.0 specifically from three individual 4.0s. So I feel low confidence that something the volume of a 4.0 would have come from a 4.0 full of many pieces of foam. So we're also trying to locate now the 8.0 CTB that should be in PMM end cone, but we think may already be in Cygnus.
Copy all.
Thanks for the contact.
Station Munich on Space Ogon 2 for crew in Columbus. No response required. You would like to come on board with VCA 2.
Houston Station on 2 for Stonote.
And 2.
I am on step number 147.03, and I have a problem and a suggested solution. So 147.03 says gather a 3.0 CTB, and then the next two line items have other things to gather. None of putting them all together. First off, I couldn't find a 3.0 CTV, so I got a 4.0. And these three items will not fit into a 4.0 CTV. No worries. My suggestion is to make it two 4.0 CTVs. Put them in PMM1, P4, if you think that'll work.
That works. We'll take your suggestion.
Okay. And it's probably obvious, so excuse me for being Colonel Obvious, but that means there will be less room at PMM P4.
Copy all, and if you can just let us know where it all ends up at the end.
Copy. We'll leave a very nice crew note. Thank you.
We'll keep our eyes out. Thank you. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for mic and foam cushion stowage. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for mic and foam cushion stowage. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Xena and Cygnus cargo ops.
What's your answer?
Hey, Xena, a couple of items for you. First up, we have uplinked the image of the WSS tank cushion that is in message 996. And then the second is following up on your question regarding the radiation-hardened GAN foam. You're go to trash those. And then the third item is a follow-up for Mike when he's ready or if you wish to pass that along regarding his earlier call on line item 147.03.
Copy. Thank you so much. I will check out message 996, and great news, the GAN foam is indeed okay to trash. Happy to hear that, and I'll be happy to pass along whatever message you have for Mike about 147.03. I know he's working in PMM, so he might be far from an ATU.
I figured that might be the case. Line items 147.03. All the way through 147.05, all of those cushions can be trashed and they can be consolidated into a single size CTB of whatever size is appropriate.
Awesome. Copy. 147.03 through 0.05 can all be trashed in a single CTB and up to mic for size of that CTB.
And to clarify, you're trashing the foam only. For 147.03 through 0.05.
Yes, copy. Good clarification. Only the foam will be trashed from those line items. Thank you.
You bet.
Beach in Houston on 2 for stowage. I understand you called.
Hey, Mike, we sure did. We called just to let you know that you can trash the foam only from steps 147.03 through 0.05. You can consolidate that all into a single CTB of a size of your choice.
Okay, I understand and copy the message. I will let you know that I just finished stowing all those items in cushions because it's really a cushion that we're stowing, not necessarily the separator plumbing assembly, for example. And they are all in PMM 1, it's in port 4, and along with other items. So if you don't mind taking a quick look at, say, 147.04, it is it's a cushion that has WORS separator plumbing assembly, serial number 007, and I put it right next to one that was in its cushion, 009. So all those right now are in PMM1 pop of 4. If you want me to change things up and take all of those things out of their location, current location, and put them into a CTD and then trash the foam, happy to do it. I'm on your dime.
Copy all, and we're checking. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Mike. When you get a second.
I'm with you.
Hey, so we are going to ask you to take all of the hardware from steps 0.03 through 0.05 into a single empty 4.0 CTB and stow that together. The rationale here is that we believe we can save about a 4.0 worth of volume by removing the cushions, and the hardware is not going to be needed in the near term. It's used on a need-by-need basis.
Okay, well, we're all for saving space as part of our space program. Hey, while I'm at it, since I did find, stand by one second, I'll get you the exact terms. This is one we were talking about, serial number 009. Can I do that also with serial number 009, which is a WRS separator plumbing assembly. Same part number as 147.04.
Like your go for that, you can put that in the same 4.0 CTV.
Yeah, I think that might all just fit, and we'll try to make it work. That's a good idea. So let's 147.03, 04, and 05. I think are the items plus an extra bonus one if it fits, which is a extra separator plumbing assembly, and then I'll take all the cushions and put those in a different CTV for further, I guess, trashing later or some other use.
Mike, that's a good plan. I appreciate the clarity on that readback, and you are go to trash those pieces of foam.
Sure. Thanks for the clarification yourself, and we'll get to it. And then also I'm standing by for any Keteo knowledge you want to lay on me as needed.
We are working on uplinking that procedure, and we'll let you know when it's ready.
I like it when Jedis are in action.
They are in action. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny, if you're not on ARED.
Station Johnny is on ARED, but I can pass a message.
Hey, Zena. We have a couple of items. The first one is Johnny's Blue 1840 activity that is flexible, so he can tackle that whenever he's ready for it. And then the other two items, we would like somebody to tag up with Oleg about using Doug for Russian segment EVAs. The background story here is that Doug is impacted by the DOSNet issues, and we'd like to verify whether Oleg is just using it to study or if it's going to be used for the real-time EVAs themselves. And then the last item is to make sure that USOS shutters are all closed prior to crew sleep tonight. And this is for the OPM back to plus XVV.
Please copy. I'll let Johnny know that his 1840 is flexible. Some of us will tag with Oleg to ask about Doug and whether the intent here is to study or will it be actually used real-time for the EVA, and we'll get back to you with the answer, and then we will have the shutters closed before crew sleep tonight.
Good read back on all. There are a couple additional tasks that we'll communicate in the near future here to make use of some of the free time, but we have nothing for evening DPC. So unless you would specifically like it, we can cancel evening DPC tonight.
That sounds great to us. We'll cancel evening DPC for USOS.
Okay, good plan.
Station on 2-4 EVA helmet.
Gun 2.
I remember from, I think, the daily summary, it said that there would be some words, additional words for me towards the end of that task. I saw the XTP note about being able to use tape and a lint-free wipe. Were there any additional words, or is that it?
Checking. Actually, that's all we had for you.
Awesome. Thanks for those. And I'll be putting some photos on SST7.
We copy.
Houston Johnny, can you follow up for Doug?
Hey, Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, just letting you know, I talked to Oleg, and his request for Doug is purely for studying.
We copy. Thanks for checking on that for us.
Houston Station on 2 for ISO and stowage.
Go it on 2.
Yes, we removed the ORUs from their cushions, and now we will trash the cushions, but that definitely saved a lot of room. I was able to get four ORUs nicely into one 4.0 CTB and stow it in PMM 1 port 4, and I made the crew notes there. So thanks for the suggestion. That definitely saved room in PMM.
Thank you for the extra help with that. And Mike, when you're ready, I have
a... I do have a... Go ahead.
I was going to provide you with the message for the air hose R&R when you're ready. That's message 998.
Your 998. Copy. I'll get to it in just a moment. I would like to talk 2 seconds about 147.06.
We're ready.
Yeah, so it would be really nice to have that extra food for Crew 12. We're going to put it into a 2.0 CTB. My question is, looks like you want us to put it in PMM 1, starboard 1. That area is already oversubscribed, and it is also a hygiene area. I'm not sure putting another 2.0 CTB there will work out. So looking for an alternate location, not in a hurry.
Copy, and we're checking. pick back with you on 2 with that alternate stowage location when you're ready.
Great. I'm listening. I'm not sure I'll get to the actual item today, but go ahead with your, if I do, I'll remember. If not, we can update stow check. Go ahead, please.
Copy. It's an easy one. PMM, deck 3.
Copy, deck 3. That's an easy one for sure. Thank you.
You bet.
And thanks for watching out for our hygiene area on Starboard 1.
Of course.
Sensation on 2 for ISO and foam.
50 on 2.
Actually, it's about cushions, and all the cushions that we took off those 4 ORUs are now in an 8.0 CTB 5085.
Copy.
And if you're tracking the 8.0 CTB 5085 is about 8.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. 8.0 CTB 5085, if you are tracking, is about 80% full.
Copy, thank you.
Sensation space to ground 2 for WHC hose and message 73-09998.
We're with you on 2, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for assistance, some help. So I'm calling a friend. So I have the WHC hose A1-A8T, and it is in my hand. It has the right part number. It has the right serial number. Where I need the help is I can't seem to find that XTP procedure. Or maybe I found it and I just didn't know it. The XTP title at the bottom of the Jedi message that you sent up says the XTP should be 11.5.205 WHC air hose and liquid indicator R&R-hose for the Alpha 1 dash Alpha 8 Tango, right? I do not have an XTP with that exact name. We have one that's with the WHC air hose and liquid indicator, but it seems to be for a slightly different problem to solve. Over.
We copy and we're checking into it. Mike, if you haven't already, give that application a refresh and you might see that XTP pop up.
Okay, I'll try it again. Thank you. Right, now who's magic now? It's you. All right, I found it, and we'll start executing. Thanks for the help. I knew I'd call a friend.
Sounds good. Let us know if anything else pops up.
Well, I'm sure it will, but it will definitely not be afraid to ask. Thank you for all the help. And Houston, another super quick question. Thanks for the new procedure, 11.5.205. The step number 1.1, I think the only new hose we have is the A1 Alpha A Tango, and I'm not sure we have a new flexible hose and a new T adapter. It's more of a question, but I think I can modify in my mind that step 1.1, right?
Hey, Mike, we copy and concur. One hose, and we do not need you to fill in the serial numbers in 1.1.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the clarification.
Sensation 2 for WSS Foam.
Beyond 2.
Hey, went down a rabbit hole trying to figure out where those foam clamshells would have come from, and best I could figure out was they were offloaded on SpaceX 33. I believe these are the ones from water resupply tanks, serial number 16 and 17. If so, I am happy to report that I've found them. They are still on the resupply tanks 16 and 17, which are in the PMM end cone.
Zena, back with you on 2. Glad that you were able to find those. We would like you to remove the foam and stow that in Cygnus, and then we'll take both of those water tanks in a single CTB.
Send station on 2 for a WHD report.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've changed these hoses out before in the past, and everything was going great. When I tried to connect the hose, the Keteo, it was a little bit tight, so I wiggled it, and then the hose right where it has a right where the actual flexible part meets the metal for the connector, it just snapped. So I'm going to take some pictures. I'll send it back to you, but we're going to need a new hose. And apologies, but I don't think I was I don't think I was being manhandling it to break it, so I'm not quite sure what happened.
Copy all. Yep, we'll take those pictures and we'll work on a new hose for you.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. Dragon reboost is enabled. ISS is go for the reboost. And we are streaming live on SSC 7.
Station copies. Thanks for the heads up.
You bet. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Mike and WHC.
Sir, go ahead on 2.
Hey, I have your spare for you, and then we'll ask you to temp stow the hose that just tore. We're going to take a look at the pictures and determine if we can make repairs to it at a later time.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to be able to make repairs, and who knows what the power of duct tape is. But in the meantime, thank you for the new hose. I'm ready to listen to where I can find it.
Okay. The new hose will be at node 3, overhead 2, in a 1.0 CTB. CTB serial number is 5333. The hose serial number is
1070021. Okay, so note 3, and you said overhead 2 and 5333, 5 with 3 threes after it, 1.0 CTB, is that correct?
That is correct.
Then the hose serial number, last two are 21.
Good read.
Houston, thanks for the help. We found hose with serial number 1070021.
Good news. Thanks. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Kimya and help with some troubleshooting.
Ground 2.
Hey, Kimya, we have two different troubleshootings that we'd like to ask your help for your help with. The first one is checking SSC-19 in the lab. It's showing offline. If you could take a look at the Ethernet and the power and anything on screen and let us know what you find. And when you're ready, I have details on the second one.
Okay. Second one, go ahead.
Okay, the second troubleshooting will be for the Node 1 HD encoder, and we have uplinked message 997 for this one.
Okay. SSC-19 in lab, and check connections, and second one is Node 1 HD camcorder, and the message is 997, so I'm going to check that and follow that message. Thank you.
Correction, that's going to be the HD encoder, not the camcorder, and yes, correct, message 997.
The encoder, thank you. Translation on Space Ground 2 for SSC and encoder.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yes, SSC-19, Ethernet cable was loose, so I just fixed it. And for the encoders, I just did all the steps, and it seems looks for us, for our end. So please check the views, actually, the status.
Houston copies all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2, for anyone available in the lab, there is an item floating by the RHC, the hand controller there. I wanted to see if someone could catch that. It's to your left. You got it.
Airlock 2, ACS, high pressure oxygen activity is complete.
Houston copies, thanks.
Airlock 2, do you still need the Node 1 camera looking into the airlock?
Hey, Johnny, we no longer need that camera.
Gotcha, thanks.
Station on 2 for WHC hose.
Hey, Mike, we're here.
Hey, just wanted to let you know that second one that you gave me, serial number 21, was so much better. It was easier to install on both ends, and it is fully installed with the test, and the XTP has the counter, flash counter on it recorded. So we're back in business, and the WHC is operational again, and hopefully it'll be better for the aroma department. I'll copy so far.
You copy all?
Okay, the hose that tore is in the stall. It is in a Ziploc bag, and it has the correct serial number on it, and it's temporarily stowed there until you come up with a disposition. Also, the original hose that was in there, it was put away in the current WHC JSP for the execute note.
We copy all.
Finally, one quick thing for the team. I just wanted to say thanks. That XTP procedure really was clear and was helpful and nice, and so good job, and it saves a lot of time. Thank you.
Definitely pass that along. Hey, Mike, back with you on two real quick. Was there a specific SSC that you dropped those photos of the WHC on?
Back with you on two. After my regularly scheduled event, I'll put it on SSC number 9. They're not there yet.
Copy. Thanks.
Munich, Johnny on two for Columbus CTP repack task list activity.
Munich is with you on two.
Munich, I'm happy to talk with you, but I realize this is probably more for Huntsville, so maybe both of you can listen in on. There was a daily summary question for me over the weekend, and I've answered the question in the crew note of this test list activity. Just also the latter half of the question was confirming if the CTBs in rows 3 through 6 were completed. 3 through 5 were completed, but row 6, which is the pouch, were to be found. Over.
Thanking. And station Munich on space ground 2 for Johnny and the task list item.
Munich, Johnny, 2. I'm sorry, I was out of earshot. Say again.
It's Munich with you on 2.
Hello, I'm ready to receive.
So we tracked down from our Cosmo colleagues that they reviewed the video and they thank you for checking the items. And they are fine with the current location for the half CTB serial number 5172. However, they would like, for tracking purposes, to have the identifiers of the items. How copy?
Yes, Munich. I'm sorry if I miscommunicated. I copied the question, understand. The answers are in the crew note. Maybe it did not make its way down there.
Okay, we will check the crew note. And then for the 1.0 CTB, the PLDR serial number 5096, have you been consolidated that as per storage note, line item 3 to 6?
Test has been completed, rows 3 and 4, and then 6 was the one that I said I cannot find that pouch.
Copy the line item 6, you cannot find. We copy, we will check in.
Okay, while you're looking into that, that CTB is completely empty, so if that pouch exists, it is definitely not in that CTB, and that CTB is going to the empty CTB pantry per the instructions.
Any copies that CTB is empty and we'll go on the empty pantry.
Houston station from node 3 for WHC and TOCA.
Houston's with you.
There's nothing related between those two except that I'm in node 3 and so is TOCA and WHC. WHC pictures are ready for, the hose pictures are ready for downlink on SSC9, and I'm ready to give you TOCA results if you are ready to copy.
We're ready to copy.
Okay, total organic carbon 693, TIC 521, and the TOC RSD 24%. How copy?
We copy all.
In addition, we have an alert with CO2 min out of range. I believe that might be expected, and that was the only alert because its alert count is 1.
Copy the alert, and that was expected.
Okay, I'll continue following the procedure slash execute note if there are no more questions.
No questions from us. You can continue.
All right. Hey, we didn't get a chance to say this at DPC, but haven't worked with you in a while, so welcome back. And today was a good day aboard Space Station. Thanks to everyone on Orbit 2.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Good to be back.
Station 2, follow-up for WHC hose.
Ready on 2.
Jason, this is going to be a bit of a story. So this morning for the daily summary, there was a question to the crew about if we had noticed extra smells, and it came to light that possibly an O-ring on the hose that goes to the side of the Keto was damaged. And I had heard from Vincent that the Building 9 version of the WHC also had that same characteristic, and that rather than being an O-ring that was damaged, it was actually a retaining ring. How copy so far?
We copy, and Vincent's right here. We were just talking it, so you're right on point.
Then I'll just skip to the short summary. So we took the hose. I will downlink the pictures onto SSC7, and it's hands-on. And so you'll see two hoses that are the face of them are facing the camera. On the left side is the hose that Mike installed but broke. But for all intents and purposes, we can consider that new because the failure of the breakage point has nothing to do with the retaining ring. And then on the right is the WHC hose that had been on that was deinstalled today. So if you look at the photos and compare, at the 2 o'clock position, we oriented the retaining ring opening to be in that spot, and they both look the same, which I think suggests that it is indeed a retaining ring and was not damaged. There may be another reason why it was smelly, or as one of us said, we just may have had too much cheese.
Okay, we copy all. And Johnny, we'll let you know where to put the hoses away in morning DPC.
Sounds good. Give me like 5 minutes and they'll show up. These photos show up on SSC7.
Okay, copy. We'll keep an eye out for them.
SN Johnny 2, they should be on SSC7. Let us know if you need anything else from us tonight.
We copy, and we don't expect needing anything else. You guys have a good evening.
You too.